Chapter 19. The voice coming over the flight deck speaker was clipped and condescending, with a crisp Hapan accent that made Han's scalp crawl.
It's no place for the Chumdal right now. She should be on her way home.
Coruscant is her home, in case you've forgotten,
Han retorted. Of course, he knew that Terran Zell would never forget anything about Alana. But when she fired up the voice and started in with the Hapan aristocrat act, he got stubborn. He just couldn't help himself, probably because he had a secret fear that Alana might act the same way someday after she grew up and returned to live on Hapes.
She's been living here for the last 7 years, with us.
I know where she has been living, Captain Solo. That doesn't mean it's safe for her to be with you on Coruscant now.
As Terran spoke, Han was looking through the corner of the viewport, watching the loading bay's coral-encrusted door slowly crawl closed. He thought it had probably been a mistake not to install a faster door when he built the Jedi Temple's secret access tunnel. He knew it had been a mistake not to expand the entire bay. At the time, he had thought that a lot of visible construction would draw too much attention from the denizens of the Undercity. But it had been a real trick to squeeze the Falcon into such a cramped space. With only 4 meters of clearance, he had been forced to ease the stern in backward, then spin the nose around and slip in sideways. A complicated maneuver that had drawn attention of its own. Once the Jedi got their temple back, they were going to need a new secret tunnel. If they got their temple back.
Captain Solo?
Terran's voice was full of annoyance.
I'm waiting. Are you going to explain yourself?
I never explain myself,
Han said.
It's a bad habit.
Han heard someone with a deep voice chuckling in the background. Probably Zek, who seemed to take dealing with the arrogance of Hapan women as some kind of sport. Terran was silent for a moment, then said,
Then would you please be kind enough to inform me what you're doing down there?
I already explained all that,
Han said.
Boatu was fresh out of assault cars big enough to carry Jedi Worf. We were the only ones who could deliver him to the tunnel entrance.
Yes, I understand that part. What I don't understand is why you had to bring the Chumdar with you. Couldn't you have left her at the Jedi headquarters?
Not really. But stop worrying. This place is a lot more secure than HQ. There's way less traffic down here, and only a few dozen Jedi even know about it.
How very reassuring. Now please stop dodging the question. Why couldn't you leave her with Master Sebatine back at headquarters?
Han paused to consider his words. It wasn't going to be easy to convince the woman in charge of the Chumdaw's secret bodyguards that Alana was safe. Not when he wasn't absolutely sure of that himself. Finally, he said,
Well, think about it. Leaving her behind didn't exactly work out last time.
You're saying she sneaked aboard the Falcon? Again?
It was more like stomping aboard than sneaking,
Han said.
She wouldn't take no for an answer.
And you let her get away with that? You and Princess Leia are the adults, Captain Solo. At least you're supposed to be.
And she's the Chumdaw.
Han retorted. To tell the truth, he was actually kind of proud of Alana's stubbornness. It showed character.
Besides, after a while, Leia said we had to go with it. Some sort of force thing.
Some sort of force thing is no reason to risk the Chumdar's life.
Actually, it is.
It was Zek's deep voice that interrupted, coming over the same channel as Terran's.
Whether we like it or not, the Chumdaw has a destiny tied to the Force. When the Force sends her a vision, it's not our place to question how she responds to it. All we can do is be on hand to protect her.
Terran fell silent, and Han could almost see her biting her lip as she allowed herself to see the wisdom in Zek's words. Like Han, Terran was a normal person in love with the Jedi. And like Han, that meant accepting that certain things just had to be taken on faith. After a moment, a heavy female sigh sounded over the speaker.
Very well, Captain Solo. But you are protecting her, are you not?
Of course. Stop worrying. Just stay up there and fly top cover for us.
Han activated the exterior cam to check on Alana. She was standing just outside the ship, on the boarding ramp with Basil. Her brow was furrowed, and her neck craned as she looked up at her huge friend. She was issuing instructions and tapping her index finger into the Ramoan's giant green thigh.
She's just given Basil some last-minute orders before he heads off to warn the Barabels. We'll be on our way in no time.